Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This December, we again wanted to practice what we preach and have some white space in our calendars leading up to Christmas and New Year. We decided to showcase some of the podcasts where we've been interviewed as the guests, and so we're going to do that again today for you.
Back in 2017, we recorded 5 episodes around Christmas themes: schedules, Christmas decorations, gifts and wrappings, Christmas functions, and Christmas holidays. And we repeated these again last year. So if you're wanting some tips and tricks for the Christmas and holiday season, have a listen to episode 22, 3 to 26, and we'll link to them in the show notes.
This week, we're sharing an episode from this Organized Life podcast and our conversation with Laurie Palau, who we love. We have a chat about starting the new year well, and even though it was recorded right at the beginning of 2019, we think you're going to love it just as much starting the year 2020. So if you want to hear more from the three of us, then listen to episode 94 on our podcast as well, because we interview Laurie on the 4 types of clutter, and we're going to link to that in the show notes as well.
And as this episode was recorded for earlier this year, we just want to remind you all that Amy and I have now joined all of our businesses into one, The Art of Decluttering. So you can find us both wherever you find The Art of Decluttering online.
And if you want to give us a little present to start the new year, we would absolutely love for you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this podcast today, or on our Facebook page. Enjoy the episode today, and we hope 2020 starts really well for you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our first episode of 2019 of this Organized Life podcast. I am your host, Laurie Palau, and I am joined by 2 very special guests with us. And I can't exactly say that they are in the studio with us because we are broadcasting today from, well, they're in Australia, and I am in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And so hopefully this broadcast sounds as good as if we were sitting across from each other in the studio. And I am super excited to introduce them to you. They are 2 of my partners of my SBO partner program, and they are also amazing podcast hosts of the very, very popular podcast called The Art of Decluttering. So if you are not already listening and subscribed to The Art of Decluttering, as soon as you're done listening to this, head on over to wherever you get your podcasts, in iTunes or Stitcher, and download any episode that you can get your hands on, because it is fun and entertaining. I asked Kirsty and Amy to come on the show today to talk about some of the similarities and differences of life in Australia and how they run their organizing businesses out there. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Kirsty Ferrugia and Miss Amy Ravel to the show.
Thanks for having us, Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Thank you so much for being here. It has been quite some time since we've been trying to make this actually happen, and I'm so glad that we finally are.
It's just the best to be able to come on. We listen to your podcast every single week, so it's a bit special for us to actually be on here with you.
Well, I feel the same. I feel the same way. And for everybody out there, Kirsty and I, we say that we're like our twins from like across the globe, because every time I say something, she's like, oh yeah, I just thought that or did that, and vice versa. So it is, you know, we're like two peas in a pod. So if you like me and you like our show, you're going to love their show. So definitely make sure that you check them out. But why don't you guys each take a few minutes and tell our listeners a little bit about you, about your own respective professional organizing businesses in addition to your ever popular show, and just so they can familiarize themselves a little bit about you.
Well, I'm Kirsty Faruja. I am the host of The Utter Decluttering, as you've already mentioned, but I also run my own business, Feels Like Home Professional Organizers, and I'm based in Sydney, Australia. I have a beautiful husband, and I have a 9-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter who completely keep me on my toes. And that's me in a nutshell.
All right. So my nutshell is very similar. So I also host the Outer Decluttering podcast with Kirst, and my business is called Simply Organized, and I'm based in Melbourne, Australia. My family also looks very similar to Kirsty's, an amazing husband, and I've got 10 and 12-year-old boys.
Oh my God. For a second, I thought you were going to say you have 10 kids. And I'm like, wait, you have 10 kids?
No, I'm not that mom.
But I will say, and we were messaging each other, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, because you had your homeschooling mom friend on, and she was talking about some amazing strategies for homeschooling moms. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need this woman to come and whip my house into shape, because she's a rock star.
She's pretty amazing.
Yes, yes.
If you're a homeschooler, go check out that episode. It's, in fact, if you're a mom of kids, it's amazing.
I'm going to actually include a link to that show in our show notes, just so everyone can listen, because that whole strategy that she has about teaching her kids how to do chores, which in and of itself, like, we could just do a show about that, because I don't know about you, but like my kids don't do chores the way I did. I mean, my kids do chores around the house, but like my kids are not scrubbing toilets the way like I did chores as a kid. And the fact that this woman has this whole system down pat, in a way, it's you guys have to hear for yourselves. So I'm going to just include a link to it in the show notes, because she's pretty.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
She is. But let's talk a little bit about, I wanted to have you guys on at the beginning of the new year, because I wanted to talk about whether it's New Year's resolutions or goal setting. I mean, we all have a very similar philosophy in, you know, less stuff, less clutter, all the negativity that clutter brings, and simple, actionable strategies to help you live the life that you want to live, right? Because not everybody gets excited about organizing, but people do get excited about the freedom that organizing brings. Amy, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what your thoughts are on New Year's resolutions, goal setting as we approach a new year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm someone who tends not to set New Year's resolutions, simply because I know from history that I'm not great at sticking to them. You know, 12 weeks on from, you know, I'm in mid-February or March, and I'm going, what were those resolutions I actually set? So I'm much more likely to just set my mind to do something then and there. So rather than saying I'm going to declutter my house every day for the next 365 days, I'm much more likely to say on the 3rd of January, I'm going to declutter my wardrobe. And I just do it, and then I've succeeded. I don't have to worry about it being some ongoing resolution that I'm going to lose momentum on, and then I feel bad. I'd much prefer to have success really quickly.
Gotcha. What about you? I have a follow-up to that, but I want to hear Kirsty's response first.
Yeah, I think that I don't practice what I preach very well, because I often preach not to make New Year's resolutions because we just feel the guilt and shame of not being able to attain them and keep up the momentum, like Amy said. However, I tend to do them and to lose momentum. I have been training myself over the last few years not to do them and to be approach it more like Amy and just practice really good habits every day. I think that that is the key to success, is practicing what you want to do. So if you want to lose weight, then get moving and eat better foods. And also, I'm a huge fan of grace. So I just want to encourage myself to have grace. So instead of when I eat the wrong food, and indulge too much one night, then I get up the next day and go, yep, that was totally cool. That was yesterday. I'm not going to live in guilt and shame over that. Today I'm going to do better. And yeah, just practice grace for myself.
I think that's so relevant. And I talk about this all the time too. And I think it's true. I mean, we all, you know, we're none of us are perfect, and we're all going to be, whether it's you're saying that you're going to work out or you're not going to eat, you know, sweets, or you're going to exercise on a regular basis, whatever it is, you know, life happens, and we're all going to kind of go a little bit awry, but there's no reason that we can't kind of pick up where we left off. But I actually have a little bit of a different approach, which I'm going to share with you guys. And I think for a lot of people, well, I shouldn't say that. I think for myself, I can't speak for anybody else. So for me, it comes down to accountability. And I like to be able to remember why I started things and why I had these goals in the first place. So as opposed to the whole, like, I'm going to set a New Year's resolution, like I'm not going to swear, or I'm not going to talk about people, or something that I know is just not realistic as much as I like to believe it. I like to set just goals that I can work towards. And so what I did at the end of, like, over the holidays, is I put together this goal chart, I guess you would call it, for 2019. And I broke it into three different categories, and I'm going to include it in my show notes. And it's three professional goals, three personal goals, and three spiritual goals. And they are just there not for me to have shame, but just as a reminder for me of, these are things that I want to work towards. These are the things that I want to prioritize in the coming new year, because I think we all, and especially people who are, you know, busy, whether you're a working parent or you just are really immersed in your career, or you're a stay-at-home mom that's, you know, just running around with your little ones at home, you know, we're all extremely busy. And I think sometimes to give us that pause and go back and say, hey, why are we doing the things that we're doing? Because we wind up on this hamster wheel. And so for me, it's good to just have that as a little, I guess, checklist. I don't know if that's necessarily the right word, but to just go back and say, yeah, what were the things that I was going to focus in on? And am I doing that? And if I am, great. And if I'm not, what can I work on to kind of either remove in my life so that it'll create more space for me to be able to do these things? Or what tweaks can I make so that I am working towards those goals?
I love that. And I, do you know what I love about it is the goals that you set down are actually your vision for the year, rather than resolutions. Like you're saying, I want to achieve this personally, but you're not putting the resolution like, I will exercise for 30 minutes every day for the next 365 days. It's actually whatever it looks like to get you to your vision.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like if one of my goals is, you know, I want to grow my business or I want to do something, I'm not necessarily attaching a specific dollar amount, mm-hmm. or if it's working out, it's not, like you said, I'm not saying I am committing to losing X amount of pounds or whatever. And listen, if that's what you want to do and that's going to motivate you, then that's fine. But it's, the purpose of it is more as just a reminder, because I think what happens is, at least in my case, is you get so busy in the doing that you kind of often forget the purpose. So it's just like when you're organizing a room or decluttering a room, you know, what was your plan of action from the get-go? How did you want this space to function? And I'm trying to approach it more holistically than as something that is just another to-do list. or another item on my to-do list, I should say.
Yeah, and that's why we both love that approach, because that's what we teach our clients as well, is to have a vision for their home, and then it's a touchstone to come back to. So when things aren't working out the way they want to, they can come back and go, actually, what was the vision for my room? And let's work towards that. And we can do that in our personal life and with our goals, is to go, actually, what was my vision? My vision was to do so-and-so or to be so-and-so, and it can, you know, bring you back in line.
And what we do in our course too, interestingly, is this exact model. So our online course, the first week, the only thing we focus on in the first week is setting vision. Because what we say to them is, every time that you feel like you're stuck in a rut, or you've lost your mojo, or you feel like you're falling off the bandwagon, or you're just wondering, why in the world am I doing this? You come back to that vision, and that's actually the cornerstone of everything we teach in our online course, is that vision, just like you've talked about.
Right, we all know how much you love The Art of Decluttering, and I have got something equally as good as The Art of Decluttering. It is Amy's book, Simply Organised. You get a couple of hours of Amy's dulcet tones talking to you as she explains to you all the goodness of how to simply get organized and declutter your home. Head over to Amazon and you can get the Kindle version or the audiobook there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Talk to us a little bit about the course.
So in our course, it's mostly about habits and mindset. We do give you a plan of how to declutter your home, and we ask you to set aside time to declutter your home. But the crux of our course is about getting your mindset correct in relation to your stuff and implementing some really healthy habits around your home to keep it to maintain a decluttered and organized home, and to help you minimize what you bring into your home. So it's a really fun course. It's a 6-week course. It's all done online. So anybody from anywhere that you're listening here today, you can join us. We would love to have you as part of our community. And it is done via Zoom and through a Facebook community group that is just the best rockin' community of so much encouragement and accountability. So we love it.
And as you guys, listeners out there, can hear, Amy and Kirsty are much sweeter and nicer than I am, where I'm more like, do you like really? When was the last time you had that? When was the last time you used it? They're you want to talk about grace? They are so much more. If you need like the nice people, the kind, really, you know, empowering people, they're the ones to go to, I think, because
I love that. No one's ever said that about us before.
Really?
They say that about me.
Yes. It's true. They say that about Kirsty. They do not say that about me. I am very much like, nope, you don't need this. That's ridiculous. Break its head off. There you go. Now it's broken. You don't need it anymore.
Oh my gosh, you are so funny. Yeah, I'm always, Erica and I always joke that, you know, I'm the bad cop and she's the good cop. I'm just very direct. You know, I'm just I'm an Enneagram 8. So that's how we are, you know.
Yep. That's my backup one.
There you go. So tell our listeners before, okay, so I always ask people two questions. And so since we have both of you, I'm going to ask each one of you. So I always ask everybody where they feel that they're the biggest rock star when it comes to organizing. And I always ask them where they feel that they're the biggest hot mess. So I will let Amy kick it off.
Okay. So I think where I am a rock star is that I'm a very fast and efficient and ruthless declutterer. So I can walk into a crazy overwhelmed space for myself or for a client. And really, really quickly, we can get that space down. So I work at lightning speed, and there's just no, it's just ruthless. I love doing that. I love it.
Okay.
And what my area that's a hot mess is, unfortunately, the keeping on top of dishes and food, anything that happens in the kitchen, I'm a red hot mess.
Really? That's so interesting.
I hate cooking. I hate cleaning the kitchen. I hate meal planning. I don't enjoy. I quite like eating, but that's about the only thing I like to do that comes out of the kitchen.
Yeah, but aren't you good at laundry? Did I hear in one of your episodes, because you were talking about growing up, that each of the siblings had a different chore, and yours was laundry, so you could do laundry, but it wasn't meal prep or something.
That's my secondary superpower. Okay.
There you go. Because I was going to say, I actually thought you were going to say your superpower was laundry, like Josh's.
So you're the best.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Kirsten?
So my superpower when it comes to decluttering is empathy and crying with each and every client.
Oh my gosh. You and Erica. See, this is where you and I are not two peas in a pod, because that is Erica. I literally, before Erica and I went to our last client, I looked at her, we were in the car, and I said, you cannot cry. I was like, you can't cry today. And she was like, I know, I need myself a talk.
Oh, I like crying. Okay. I like empathy.
Okay.
I don't mind being vulnerable with other people. So
that's good. That's a good quality. It's something that I lack, but. That is very admirable for sure.
And the area that I find is my kryptonite is my own stuff, and particularly my office. Simon, my husband, is like a professional organizer by he's not actually a professional organizer, but he is a reason that I'm a professional organizer, because that's his natural bent. He always has everything spotless and put away before you're even ready to put it away. And so I find it hard when he comes into my office and tidies it up when I'm not ready to tidy things up.
Well, and it just goes to show, I think, in terms of, you want to talk about vulnerability and honesty, that, you know, we all have our areas of weakness. And, you know, just because, you know, we do this as a profession, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are immune from our own pitfalls, you know, that we go through with our own stuff. So
I think it's the same with any profession. Sorry, Amy. Carpenters don't finish off their own houses, and accountants aren't necessarily good with their own money.
Oh, yeah. And did you ever hear the expression, the cobbler's kid has no shoes, or is that just an American? So that's, you know, we are always saying that. Although people do walk in my house and open up my cupboards.
We have that happen too. And we are both minimalists. So we do have kryptonite areas, as Kirst said, but for the most part, the habits and the mindsets and the routines we have work really, really well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, listen, ladies, before we go, tell our listeners the best place to find you. Again, we'll include all this in our show notes, but if they want to connect up with you on social or websites, tell us the best place for them to find you.
So you can find us on Facebook as The Art of Decluttering. And obviously, if you just search Art of Decluttering in your podcast app, that's where you'll find us. And our website is artofdecluttering.com.au.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. We are what? How many hours apart? 16 hours? I can't in my head, it's like, you want to talk about kryptonite? I cannot get our time difference down pat. And that's, we've tried to reschedule these Skype calls for, I don't even know, a couple months now. And I'm just glad that we were able to make it happen. And I'm so grateful for your friendship and the wisdom that you guys bring to this industry and to our partner group. And I'm so blessed that you guys were able to carve out time to join us and share your story with our listeners. So thank you so much. And if you want more Art of Decluttering, check them out wherever you get your podcasts, because you'll enjoy it for sure.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learned something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.